reform. One of Utah's senators appears to hold a crucial vote.
Replacing Obamacare. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who has more on where Utah's congressional delegation stands right now. Mary?
Amanda, Senator Mike Lee still seems to be a no. His office says his meeting at the White House yesterday was, quote, terribly frustrating. The administration made it clear the bill is done the way it is, and Lee has always wanted more rollbacks of Obamacare provisions. Representative Jason Chaffetz earlier this month talked about coverage and choices.
People need to make a conscious choice. And I believe in self-reliance, and they're going to have to make those decisions.
We don't know where Representative Rob Bishop stands, but it appears the rest of the delegation, as in Hatch, Love, and Stewart, supported. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Republicans are still trying to shore up support for their health care reform plan, and a Utah senator's support appears to be critical.
Replacing Obamacare. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who has more on where Utah's congressional delegation stands right now. Mary?
Amanda, so far it appears Orrin Hatch, Mia Love, and Chris Stewart support the bill. Stewart told us live about a week ago that people may never agree, but the House plan is a good start.
We need to repeal Obamacare. We promised the American people we would. And we need to give the American people a better plan. I think this is a good step towards doing that.
Jason Chaffetz has pointed out that the new plan means Americans will have to make choices, and he's okay with that. But Mike Lee is one of a few conservatives holding out with a no vote, despite several meetings with the White House. Lee's office says it is frustrating to hear the bill will not be revised. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.